Today is the 27th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So the countdown is on for two things. One, we are drawing near to the end of March, and two, we are coming close to Resurrection Sunday. And I don't know about you, but I am excited to be celebrating the resurrection of Christ, because I just believe that this year there are things that are about to be resurrected in our lives through our worship. And so on that note, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from 1 Corinthians 15:3-5, and it says this: "For what I have received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. And so, dear God, we confess our faith in your work for us in Jesus. We believe that your Son and our Saviour, Jesus, was crucified by wicked men, just as you had said long ago in your word. Father, we believe his dead and lifeless body was placed in the tomb. We believe that on the third day you brought him back to life, just as you promised. We thank you for the assurance, and we look forward to sharing in your glory when he returns for us. Thank you for our salvation, in Jesus' name." So I want you to begin to reflect on the death and resurrection of Christ as we draw nearer to Resurrection Sunday. And I want you to begin to put into prayer everything that you need resurrecting in your life, that after this Sunday, your life will never ever be the same again.
Oh, I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. Go and lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Let your worship sing as though you have received the victory that you've been looking for. Is you, Lord, glorify your name, fill my life till all they see. Is you, Lord, glorify your name. Go and tell him to fill our hearts, fill our lives, till all they see, oh God, is you. It's not about me, it's not about you. This is about God glorifying himself. Will you lift up your voice? Who is this King of Glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Fill my life till all they see is you. Glorify your name.
Psalm 88:13 says, "But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." On this day, at whatever time of day you are listening to this, begin to cry out to God. Begin to cry out to God with your worship.
We worship, him. Worship your heavenly Father. Oh. Tell him that you want him to be glorified in your life. You want him to be glorified in your home. You want him to be glorified in your walk with him. You want him to be glorified in your finances, in your spiritual growth, in your mental stability, in your emotional state. You want him to be glorified in every aspect of your life.
It's for you, Lord, you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want, God,
go and tell him, go and tell him all you want. All you want is for him to be glorified. That's what we desire. Is for you to be glorified, for you to be magnified, for you to be reverenced. Father God, we welcome your presence. We acknowledge your presence in our midst right now. Bible says in Mark 1:35, it says, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Wherever your secluded place is right now, begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him.
We worship you, we glorify your holy name, we lift you up, oh God. There is none like you, mighty in battle you are, my strength when I am weak. Oh, when I'm poor, you're rich, oh God. Oh, God, just continue to worship him. Continue to worship him however you see fit right now. Just begin to worship him. Wherever you are right now, his presence is there. His presence is with you always, now and forever. Just acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center.
Let's declare that today, that Jesus be the center of it all. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. Yes, it's all about you. All about you. Jesus be the center, all about you. It's all about you. Hey.
Tell him it's all about him. Tell him it's all about him.
Psalm 59 verse 16 says, "But as for me, I shall sing of your strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress." we're sorry, we apologize for the things that we have made it. But Lord, we realize it's only ever been about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's always been about you, God. It's all about you, Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all about you. It's all about you. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, it's not what you have required. Yeah, you search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. Singing this song where you're saying it's more than a song. The Lord, for a song in itself, it's not what you have required. But Lord, I'm asking you on this day that you search deep within me, and through the way things appear, Father, I believe that you are looking into my heart.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit heal. To you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to your voice and sing, oh, my strength, my shield. Father, to you, you alone made my spirit yield. Oh, to you alone are my heart's desire, and I long, yeah, to worship you.
Begin to lift up your voice and just speak to him. Lift up your voice and tell him how beautiful he is. Tell him how lovely he is. Tell him how kind. Tell him how forgiving. And just tell him how he is everything to you. No you. Without him, there is no us.
For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. To you alone make my spirit yield. To you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to
Just to worship you, only to worship you.
So, dear Heavenly Father, we desire to learn how to worship you as you deserve. Help us, Lord, to grow into the sort of worshiper that the Father is seeking, one that worships you in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray that our life may be one that honors you in all we say and all we do, in all of the circumstances of our lives, throughout the day and as we drift into sleep at night. Lord, we pray that we may learn to walk in all of your ways and to love you with all our hearts, to serve you with all our being, and to learn to love you as you have loved us. Father, teach us how to worship you in the beauty of your holiness, so that we may be one that bows our hearts before you, spirit and in truth, to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen. So once again, thank you for joining us on this worship journey. It really is a journey, and I'm so grateful to God for the vision of this and where he's taking this and just everything in between. He is just a faithful God. And so don't forget, on the 31st, this coming Saturday, we are streaming live on YouTube. And so if you want to be able to get the link to that, please go on my Instagram page at JC May and sign up for that. But I want you guys to stay blessed. And until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.